belief or hope that the outcome of some specific endeavor or outcomes in general will be positive, favorable, and desirable. With the world being as it is today, it is awfully difficult to be optimistic. In fact, when I get up in the morning, I will tune into at least 2 to 3 networks just to get an idea of what's going on. Because you tune into one network and they're way over here, and I'm saying left or right, okay, I'm just using analogy. They're way over here, you tune in another network and they're way over here, there's nothing in the middle. Absolutely nothing. So what do you take out of that? The good, the bad of everything. Have you ever avoided asking someone how they were doing? And why? Is it because of the anticipated response? Was that person a Christian? I ran across a saying that reads as follows. If God could close the mouths of lions for Daniel, part the Red Sea for Moses, make the sun stand still for Joshua, open the prison for Peter, put a baby in the arms of Sarah, then he can take care of you. Nothing you are facing today is too hard for him to handle. Even though it might be hard to be optimistic, just look around and see how we're blessed. And look at the promise that's given to us. John 3:16-17 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." John 5:23-25 reads, "That all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Life and judgment are through the Son. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and is now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." Everlasting life. What more could you ask for? Remember the definition of optimistic. What more could you ask for as a positive, favorable, and desirable outcome? And all of that is available to us. If you're with us this evening and don't have that promise, now's the perfect time to do it as we stand and sing.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road?